This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's go now to an actual marketplace, a farmer's market, to talk about the financial crisis 10 years on, part of our series Divided Decade, about how the Great Recession changed us. Peter Hoffman is a chef who opened several restaurants in New York City starting in the 90s. His big place was Savoy, where he embraced cooking with local ingredients from local farms before locavore was a thing. Then, as now, he bought at places like this stall in New York's Union Square selling crisp Persian cucumbers.
So I love his cucumbers. This time of the year, salads that I'm making a lot are just kind of like clipping the ends of the cucumber and then smashing it and then cutting it up.
Hoffman ran restaurants for 26 years, but he's out of that business now, in part because of two global events. Savoy was in Lower Manhattan, near enough to Ground Zero on September 11th. I sat down on a park bench to talk with Chef Hoffman about how he saw the 2008 financial crisis play out in his business. Thanks for doing this.
It's great to be here.
There's you, but you don't operate in a vacuum. And essentially, world events and the global economy influence these decisions. What's one of the big turning points for you?
Well, clearly a big turning point was 9/11. I think that we felt that we were the driver of our fate. And 9/11 was a huge awakening for me that that wasn't, in fact, the case at all. It changed my whole view on being in business and the extent to which I was willing to be a risk taker.
7 years and a few weeks later,
yep,
is Lehman Brothers.
That's
but
right.
Also, there was a buildup to that,
yep,
great financial crisis. You could feel that financial crisis at your restaurant? It got quieter?
It did. You know, we see that all the time now, that the global and political reverberations affect everybody's mood and in New York City. And that mood translates into, am I in the mood for having a party? Do I want to spend money? But it's not just what's in my pocket. It's like, am I in a celebratory mood or not? And I don't mean throwing a party for 40 people. I just mean, like, am I living large or am I living with a piece of anxiety, and how close to the surface is that? And in that week, that anxiety was on the surface for everybody.
I'm sure you're not full of regrets, but given the experience of the 2008 meltdown, did opportunities later cross your path and you decided, no, life is too risky, I'm not doing that?
Well, I think that, you know, I had ideas about opening a butcher shop and doing a farm and, you know, really expanding sort of the vertical integration of my ideas around the food. And at that point, I was scared about taking on more debt. And, yeah, those are regrets. The other side of the, you know, there may be regrets, but there's also sort of the work towards coming to accept that this is enough. And it ties into the financial crisis, right? Because the reason we had that problem was that people weren't comfortable saying this is enough. And so I may not have an empire, but I know what's enough.
Chef, restaurateur Peter Hoffman, speaking to us here in the Union Square Farmers Market. Peter, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, David. Wonderful talking with you today.